Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Pregnancy Guide for First-Time Dads is a non-fiction parenting and relationship guide focused on helping expectant fathers and husbands understand pregnancy from the partner side of the experience. Based on its title and available Amazon description, the book is positioned as a practical handbook for men who want to be present, emotionally reliable, and useful during pregnancy rather than passive observers. Its emphasis appears to combine three areas: learning the stages of pregnancy, responding to a pregnant partner with empathy, and managing the emotional uncertainty that can affect first-time dads. In a category crowded with broad parenting advice, this book seems aimed specifically at the transition from pregnancy awareness to active support. That makes it less about theory and more about behavior, what to notice, how to communicate, and how to stay engaged when the physical and emotional demands of pregnancy are unfamiliar. The result is a guide that likely serves men who want direct, usable support for both fatherhood preparation and partnership during pregnancy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning the pregnancy stages so support matches the moment. A central value of this book is likely its stage-by-stage orientation to pregnancy, which matters because support needs change over time. Early pregnancy often brings fatigue, uncertainty, and medical adjustment, while later stages can add physical strain, planning pressure, and anxiety about birth. For a first-time dad, understanding those shifts is not a matter of memorizing facts for their own sake. It is what allows support to be timely and relevant. A partner who understands the rhythm of pregnancy can respond more effectively to changing needs, whether that means patience during nausea, practical help as mobility becomes harder, or greater involvement as delivery approaches. This kind of framework also reduces the common problem of generic support that sounds helpful but misses the real issue, by orienting the reader around pregnancy stages. The book likely turns abstract concern into specific awareness, which is especially useful for men who have no prior experience to draw from. In a practical sense, stage awareness becomes the foundation for every later form of support in the book. Secondly, reframing support as consistent presence instead of perfect answers. The book appears to stress that being a supportive husband is less about knowing every right thing to say and more about staying engaged. This distinction is important because many first-time dads assume support must look polished, emotionally fluent, or consistently confident. In reality, pregnancy often requires ordinary reliability showing up, listening, asking useful questions, and avoiding withdrawal when the situation feels overwhelming. The phrase in the Amazon snippet about refusing to drift suggests that the book values active presence over performance, which is a meaningful distinction in relationship advice. Support becomes measurable through repetition, attending appointments, remembering what was discussed, helping with decisions, and staying available even when the partner does not explicitly ask. That approach is useful because it lowers the barrier to entry for readers who may feel inexperienced or insecure. Instead of asking them to become idealized partners, the book seems to define support as a set of steady habits that build trust. In pregnancy, that consistency often matters more than occasional grand gestures. Thirdly, handling emotional challenge without becoming distant or defensive. The title suggests that emotional challenge is a major concern, and that is realistic for first-time fathers. Pregnancy can bring anxiety about finances, identity, responsibility, relationship changes, and the shift from partner to parent. A useful guide in this area must do more than tell men to be strong. It must explain how to manage stress without making it the partner's burden. The likely strength of this book is that it treats emotional difficulty as normal and workable, rather than as a sign of failure. That matters because many men struggle with a narrow model of support that leaves little room for uncertainty or vulnerability. When emotional stress goes unaddressed, it can turn into avoidance, irritability, or detachment, all of which weaken partnership during pregnancy. A better framework helps the reader notice those reactions early and respond with communication, self-awareness, and practical adjustment. By linking emotional regulation to relational responsibility, the book likely encourages men to remain present even when they feel unprepared. That is a more realistic and more useful standard than pretending the transition to fatherhood is effortless. Fourthly, using practical help to reduce pressure on the pregnant partner, the book belongs to a practical parenting category where support is not only emotional, but also behavioral. For many pregnant couples, the most immediate strain comes from the accumulation of small tasks, appointments, household logistics, preparation for the baby, and managing daily fatigue. A first-time dad often helps most by noticing those pressures and taking initiative rather than waiting to be directed. That makes practical help a core mechanism of support rather than an optional extra. This kind of advice is valuable because it teaches that effective partnership during pregnancy often means translating concern into action. It may involve organizing schedules, handling errands, preparing the home, or managing decisions that would otherwise add to the pregnant partner's load. Practical assistance also has a relational effect. It signals attentiveness and reduces the need for the partner to continually explain what needs doing. In that sense, the book likely frames usefulness as part of emotional care. A partner who lightens the burden is not simply being helpful. He is reinforcing trust and reducing stress at a time when both matter greatly. Lastly, preparing for fatherhood through partnership, not just anticipation. What distinguishes this book from a generic pregnancy overview is its focus on the male partner's transition into fatherhood as part of the pregnancy process itself. That means preparation is not limited to waiting for the baby to arrive. It begins with how the couple functions during pregnancy. This framing is useful because it ties fatherhood readiness to everyday relationship habits, communication, and responsibility. Instead of treating pregnancy as something the mother experiences while the father observes from the side, the book seems to position the husband as an active participant whose behavior helps shape the family environment before birth. That creates a stronger connection between pregnancy and long-term parenting. A man who learns to support well during pregnancy is also practicing the kind of responsiveness needed after the baby is born. The book's likely appeal, then, is that it gives first-time dads a workable bridge between emotional preparation and concrete action in a crowded self-help and parenting market. That narrower focus makes the book more relevant to readers who want guidance specific to their role rather than broad pregnancy information intended for everyone. In conclusion, Pregnancy Guide for First-Time Dads is best suited to men who want clear, role-specific guidance for how to behave, communicate, and contribute during a partner's pregnancy. It should be useful for first-time fathers, husbands, and expectant partners who feel unsure about what support actually looks like in daily life. The book's main value appears to be its practical, framing it treats pregnancy support as a learned set of habits rather than a personality trait. That makes it especially helpful for readers who are conscientious but inexperienced, compared with broader pregnancy books. It seems more narrowly focused on the father's side of the experience, which gives it a more direct point of view and likely makes its advice easier to apply. Its likely strength is not medical depth, but relational clarity, helping men understand pregnancy stages, avoid emotional distance, and participate in a steady, reliable way. For readers who want a concise guide to being present, supportive, and prepared, that specialization is what makes it stand out in the parenting help category. If you would like to support Taylor Anthony, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.